Running a small business is hard work. Fortunately, Gusto makes the payroll and HR part super easy. Gusto offers flexible benefits, simple onboarding, and more to put the joy back in running your business. And right now, our listeners get 3 months free. Go to gusto.com/millionairemindcast. That's gusto.com/millionairemindcast.
Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Maddie A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's Wealth Building Wednesday. We're recording this on a Monday.
As always.
In the studio, kicking the week off right. Mr. Breedwell, from Nashville. How was the conference this weekend?
It was good. There was a ton of conservative influencers out in Nashville this weekend. DC Drano was there. I don't think Fleckus was there, which is another
Fleckus
guy.
Fleckus is hilarious.
I love him. I thought he might go out.
He's so funny.
There's a bunch of people out there. I mean, there's masked, mandates by the businesses, but nobody follows them. Nobody's wearing a mask. Everybody's enjoying life. People are being kind. People are riding in elevators together. So it's pretty.
Who would have thought?
It was pretty normal. I'm here to tell you all about it. I didn't wear a mask for like 4 days.
And you're alive.
Yeah. The cool thing too was, minus on the plane, I didn't wear a mask in the airport in Tennessee, and I didn't wear one in Sacramento either. I think I got recorded by a couple of people in Sacramento.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were recording me walking through the airport.
How dare you?
I know.
I've been wearing my mask anywhere.
The thing that was crazy is like I'm standing by the baggage claim. I can tell this guy doesn't want to wear his mask because he's like got it just over his lip. And he like stands next to me and I can feel him looking at me. And then eventually he pulls his down.
You like give him permission to.
And some guy over there sees us, he pulls his down. And some lady sees us and she pulls hers down. Yeah. So. People are just.
I'm seeing more and more people.
We're 4 weeks away from no mask mandate in California.
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more people that are being a little more defiant, right? A little bit more.
I don't know if it's defiant or just they're doing what they're legally allowed to do. And in the airport, I was breaking a federal mask mandate. So I don't suggest anybody do that. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is, I came back and I told Alex, it's my wife. She was like, I feel like you went to Tennessee and you came back this hard ass. I was like, I'm not a hard ass, but like there's very, in East Nashville, it's very much like Austin.
Mm.
So there's a
very liberal.
Yep. There's a liberal following of people. They wear their masks, but they don't fucking tell other people to wear their masks.
Mm.
Because, I was talking to this one guy, he's like, I'm vaccinated and I think I should wear a mask. Because I'm around older people. But like, I don't think I should tell other people to wear a mask.
Right.
He's like, that's something we don't do in Tennessee. He goes, I have a right to do that if I want.
Yeah.
All the time. This dude's disagreeing with me, buying me beers. So Tennessee, shout out.
For real. Who would have thought two people could disagree and still be cordial?
Yeah. And he was super cool. And then after, he introduced me to his dad. His dad disagrees with him, starts making jokes about him. Oh, he's got to go put his pampers on.
His little face diaper.
Yeah, so he's joking. But everybody, it was so refreshing to see people acting like people.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process. And in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Yeah. So, very fun. Broadway is absolutely nuts. I'm like, there's so many people, things that I didn't know about Nashville. I saw something that was probably the most incredible thing ever. I saw a stretch Ford F-150. And I mean, like a Ford F-150 with the longest bed I've ever seen in my entirety of life.
Only in Tennessee, baby.
They like do big open, like they drive people around in the back of them and have like parties in cars as they move. I've never seen that before. And then the other thing, there's lifted trucks in California. And I just want to tell everybody in California, if you think you're lifting your truck, you are not. They are doing wild things in Tennessee. They had these, dude, this truck was literally like 12 feet off the ground. And then the dude just drops the back end all the way to the floor and just rips black smoke all the way down with a big old American flag. It was just pretty crazy. So Tennessee was fun. I met a lot of good investors. Went out with Tyler.
I had to pull this up so we could see what kind of lifted trucks we're talking about in Tennessee.
It's like that. It's literally like that. And they put,
they got like
wait, benches. That is Nashville, Tennessee. It says it right there.
They got benches
That's
in the back.
I saw Look that, at that. Truck.
People are straight up partying in these things.
I saw these trucks driving around. I'm telling you, this is a thing. Like,
wow.
I've never in my life. There was a tractor pulling a bus that just had a tractor.
Jacked up Nashville.
Yeah. That last truck was in Nashville. So like, that's a thing.
Wow.
And people,
you weren't lying
all day. And I mean like all day, lots of bachelorette parties. It was fun, but I went out there to meet up with a bunch of real estate investors. Tyler Cobble and his group, Bruce Peterson has
the apartment guy.
Yep. He has an office out there. So I linked up with him for a second. It was good to see him again. Just a lot of good, bigger, smaller players like Tyler, essentially he's gotten to the point now where when people call in East Nashville, he's developing most everything.
Wow.
He's got a car wash that he just did that he's into 5 micro restaurants with an open bar concept on the end. And I was like, that's a really cool idea.
Hmm.
So it's just fun to see like the stuff they have going on out there and the people enjoying it. People are still moving and shaking. There's money to be made all over the United States. That was kind of the takeaway from that.
I would say, what were some of your big takeaways from the event?
A lot of the people out there were wholesalers. There's lots of opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think you know, but Tennessee and Nashville specifically is a big renter's market.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of opportunity for wholesalers to come in and find properties.
Yeah.
So I met, there was a gentleman there, I'm forgetting his name right now, but he had just been wholesaling for 2 years and he's like doing 5 or 6 deals a month.
Beautiful.
And he's like, I'm not pulling, you know, 50, 60K, but my average is 18,000 a deal. And if I'm doing 5 of those a month, I'm 26 years old. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I'm doing really good. So business is booming. Their roads are worse than California.
Mm.
For sure. They take the cake for the worst roads and drivers I've ever seen. Me and Santos, shout out Santos. He was with me. We were driving from the airport to downtown Nashville. Dude, I felt like I was in a pinball machine. There's semi trucks slicing me off going all the way to the far left. So just it was a fun, interesting trip. But, the thing that I think I took away the most was no matter where these people were from, because I'm from California, we had people from Florida. Chris Grenzig was there. I don't know if you know him. He's a syndicator and apartment guy down in Florida. He was there. Just a lot of good heads coming together. And I enjoyed it. Nice. I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Nice. I love it. Well, I definitely enjoyed my birthday weekend. I am 33 years old.
That was my number in college.
My Larry Bird year. I'm going to ball all out this year. No, it was great, man. I want to say thank you to I couldn't even keep up with all the texts. I got for sure over 1,000 messages on Friday and Saturday. And so many of you reached out from the podcast and sent in texts to 855-447-1555. So big shout out to everybody that reached out to me on that number. 844. What number do we have again?
You just said
844-447-1555. You guys showed some love, all the Millionaire Mindcast family, so many people from all around the country. And man, it was, you know, on your birthday, it's nice to feel loved and thought of. So I just want to thank everybody for that. Funny story. So I normally wouldn't share this, but it was too good not to share. So we got together with a small group of friends and Friday night went out. And, you know, usually we'll have a couple beers, get a nice buzz going, and, you know, I'll be in bed by 10:30. And we ended up getting after it a lot more than I was expecting to, but it was one of those nights where the energy was good and the people we were with were great. And, I probably got 10, 11, 12 drinks into it. And, it was super late in the evening. I began to lose my faculties about me. Thank goodness my wife was my DD. She got me in the car. All my friends made sure that we got packed in safely. And as we're driving home, really the only thing that I can recollect was I started, you know, feeling a little dizzy, getting a little car sick. And long story short, ended up throwing up in my wife's purse. Mm. And she was like, thank God it was a $20 Target bag. That's why I love my wife, baby, I love you. Shout out. She's not buying the $1,000 Gucci bag.
Shout out Target.
Yeah, shout out Target. But man, it was fun, but I have not had a hangover like that in a long time. It reminded me why I don't drink like that. We had beer. I had old fashions, all kinds of whiskey.
I was pretty good on my trip. I had fun.
All I got to say is I'm glad you weren't there because I probably would have been like 3 or 4 old fashions further down the road,
knowing how
when you get going on the old fashies. So it was a great birthday, but shout out to all of our new listeners. We talk all things money on this podcast. Wednesdays, real estate, financial market updates, news, anything that's worth talking about that might impact your investments. Today, we got some good topics to dig in on. we still got the jacked up Nashville truck on the screen. Big news, I think that's just exciting for people. Not necessarily anything that's going to impact your investing is going to be.
You guys didn't know that this is a pseudonym I run under is Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
is going to be that nobody is going to be wearing COVID masks by June. No, the FDA chief said it expects next month the prevalence of COVID is going to be sufficiently low in the country and we're just not going to be concerned about it.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. When it comes to running a small business, something always comes up. Well, the last thing you need to be worried about is payroll. And Gusto's payroll and HR service definitely makes running a business a lot easier. Gusto was designed for someone just like you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing your payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Now, if you want more, they have got time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. You get the idea. The list goes on and on. And with Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business. It's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from one provider to another, Gusto can transfer all of your data for you. Super simple and easy. It's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94%, and we are one of those customers that has been using Gusto well before I ever brought them on as a sponsor. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 free months. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/millionairemindcast. Again, that's gusto.com/millionairemindcast. I'm telling you guys, Gusto has simplified this process for us and so many other businesses. You're gonna love Gusto. Get started today.
ultimately people are starting to, we've already seen like Walmart and Disney World and a lot of bigger companies. There's still some like the Starbucks and the Target that are.
Shout out to Disneyland for not being liberal. Right? I thought they were, and then they thugged out.
They did thug out. Yeah. I know. I think it was, if I'm pulling this up correctly, it looked like
they had to do their thing so they didn't get shut down.
Yeah, Walmart, Costco, Trader Joe's, Disney World drops some of their mask requirements.
And Trader Joe's.
Yeah. What? Right? So I think in general, people are just excited to, you know, if you're vaccinated, not be wearing a mask anymore. Even if you're not vaccinated, right? Starting to see people not wear masks again is, it's nice. It's great to be able to see someone's face and engage with them. And hey, if you're still scared, you still want to wear your mask, if this is a new norm for you, cool. Whatever. I'm good with it. I support it.
You can still do it.
Just don't force it on me. That's all I care about. So some really positive news there. I think you guys saw here, inflation is just continuing to creep up in so many different areas. If you haven't already felt it in gas prices, you haven't felt it in labor and material costs. You know, there's a lot of things that we're seeing with this quote unquote hidden tax, you know, slowly starting to infiltrate its way into a lot of different spaces. So
inflation just erodes your purchasing power. It makes your dollar less valuable, even though it is the same dollar value as it could. $100 in low inflation and $100 in high inflation are going to do a whole heck of a lot of different things.
Yep. I mean, it's great for anybody who's got hard assets. Shout out to all my real estate owners out there.
Or if you bought certain areas of the market.
I was going to say, or if your
stocks tend to do fairly, some areas of the stock market, not all. Heck would be one that does not, which is why I told y'all to get out of the debt.
Yep.
And that's my Tennessee coming out.
And we're going to talk about that here in a quick second, just to do a quick little market update. Also, we're going to talk today a little bit about this craze and something to be aware of. I'm calling it a scam in terms of this pump and dump craze that's going on right now with certain influencers just pumping coins. And we're going to talk about that. Altcoins. We're going to talk about that here today. But dude, I just thought this was a really cool, cool story for Conor McGregor, top 10 highest paid athletes globally in 2020. Conor McGregor took the cake at $180 million in 2020. Unbelievable. And I think if I could find where this was.
Hey, I don't see Mayweather on there, so he's finally off.
Yeah, he's still making
He's making lots of money still, but yeah, it's not what he used to be. That's why he would do that fight.
But of course, but check this out. So back in 2007, Conor McGregor quit his job as a plumber to focus on training for UFC. He was thousands of dollars in debt and living off $220 weekly welfare checks at his parents' house. Now he's officially the highest paid athlete in the world. Part of that was his stake that he sold off on proper Irish whiskey. Yeah. But dude, I mean, just you can't help but congratulate someone that has put in that amount of work and sacrificed those things. And yeah,
he's a fun entertainer.
He is fun. He's made some challenging, or he's brought some bad PR on him.
He's also, I think, shouldered that cross and said that he knows that he did that, and it's okay to be human. I've done some things, guys, in my past that I don't want to. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of embarrassing that I did that. But right. I know now not to do that.
As long as you've grown from it, correct. And it's right, not part of your brand and your character that you carry forward. That's something that he's grown beyond, I think. But Lionel Messi, 130 mil. Cristiano Ronaldo, 120. This was the one. I was looking at all of these dudes. Are like straight.
I saw Dak Prescott, and I was like,
all of these. They're legends. Lewis Hamilton, right? Like
Roger Federer,
Kevin Durant, Tom Brady. And then there's Dak Prescott. No championships, you know, he doesn't have a resume to be up there. But when you in Texas,
oh yeah,
everything bigger in Texas, baby.
Including them paychecks.
So I just thought that was pretty cool. And just wanted to shout out Conor McGregor because it just shows that when you stay committed to something, you don't give up on yourself, and you really do, you know, focus on being the best that you possibly can be. Anything is possible. And I think that's a great story. Other updates and news headlines that we're still seeing big challenges across the U.S. is just getting people back to work, you know, and I thought this was a good quote by Jim Jordan. When you incentivize people to work, you get more work. And when you disincentivize it, you get less of it. And this is just good old fashioned common sense, something that seems to be in short supply with the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of people, you know, struggling, at least businesses that are trying to open back up and get waiters and waitresses and all of these things. Nothing, you know, they're striking out. They're having big troubles finding people to come back to work. Unemployment, $365 a week plus. Now a lot of states are giving a $300 stipend on top of that. That's $665 a week. At $15 an hour times 40 hours that week, that's $600. So that's why you're not getting people back to work. They're making more money.
Yeah, I saw signing
being on unemployment.
I saw signing bonuses at hourly wages in Tennessee, like $250.
Yeah,
if you sign with us, we'll give you $250.
Yep. So,
but that also goes to show you guys, and there's a silver lining here that I definitely agree with. Corporations need to hire less employees and pay the employees they have more.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to do this law of large numbers, and I'm gonna have a bunch of crappy workers with turnover, but I'll pay them less and I'll still get the job done.
Mm.
It would just be better if corporations paid individuals more so they were incentivized to do a better job.
You're right.
And that way everybody kind of wins in that scenario. You get a longer term worker, the corporation doesn't lose money from turnover, they can spend less money on training.
Yeah.
And then that all goes to the bottom line of the product. And the product becomes cheaper to the consumer and it rinses and repeats. Yeah. There's a vicious circle and then there's a circle of life. And that would be a circle of life.
For sure. So circling over to what we're seeing here, Mr. Breedwell made some predictions a few weeks back on circulation out of tech. And what are we seeing here on the screen today?
I think if you go down, I think literally this says, while U.S. stocks slip, tech leads U.S. stocks lower. Man, y'all would be really smart to send an x-ray text to 844-447-1555.
For those that don't know what he's talking about, Brian has been pretty damn. He said, keep me out of politics, but any predictions on the markets, right? He's been, if you've been listening to this show for a long time, pretty damn spot on. I mean, he's called crypto, you know, drops. He's called.
I know I don't look like much, but I'm doing it for the people.
And ultimately you have, right? You've used the data. You've used your team of analysts to really predict some trends of where the market is going. And it's fundamentally, you've seen clues and cues that give you an idea of what that roadmap looks like. And it's right. It cycles.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desks, creators of the best office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. Visit upliftdesk.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. And if you sit all day while you work and you've never tried a desk that can transition between sitting and standing, this is a complete game changer for you. My standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It's what I use every day to record the show, to do my office work. And I gotta say, the transition from sitting all day to standing while I work at various times throughout the day has really made a noticeable difference. When I'm standing, I notice that my energy is up. I'm way more focused and productive. I'm an alert. And I even have a little standing treadmill under my desk now, which allows me to get some extra steps in while plugging away on calls and work. It keeps the blood flowing throughout the day, which we all know can reduce all types of inflammation, different health risks, repetitive strain. And I noticed that my posture has drastically improved since switching to Uplift Desk as well, because I'm not hunched over a computer all day. And while there's a lot of options out there, the reason I chose Uplift Desk is because of the quality. It doesn't wobble, it's completely stable, it's built to last. And you can tell based on the materials that they use, and they are customizable too. Uplift Desk lets you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 desktop choices and hundreds of accessories so you can build the perfect workspace for yourself using their fun to use desk configurator. Now, once you have your desk designed and ordered, they ship the same day. You get free shipping. They do free returns with free return shipping. And the best part is they have an industry leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk, which to me was a big deal. And it shows that they stand behind their product. Now to get yours, go to UpliftDesk.com/Mindcast for 5% off your order. That's UpliftDesk.com/Mindcast to get 5% off your entire order.
And so
with no emotion, again, the biggest thing that I can do that a regular retail investor can't do is remove all emotion from anything.
Well, especially because you're looking at so many different accounts from so many different angles every day, and you've got a team of really intelligent analysts behind you. It makes it a no-brainer to have someone like Ryan and his team in your corner. So just for those that aren't aware, Ryan and his team, they do free financial x-rays on your investment portfolio. They're happy to go over and dig through your portfolio first and foremost to make sure you're not getting overfeed.
Make sure you have assets. I want to just make sure. I love talking to you guys, but there's been some people that have sent the x-ray in and they're like, I just want to talk to you about doing something. Just send a message into the send your question into the podcast and I'll answer it on the show. But mainly to just the people that are that would best fit for the x-rays are people that
you have to have an existing portfolio.
Or you are at the point where you have discretionary income and you're looking to take the next step. A discretionary income, in my opinion, is going to be $5,000, $6,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month or more. That's serious investing. I will talk to any of y'all. Trust me. I've had people call in multiple times. I have people call from Canada, the United Kingdom. I can't do anything with those people, but I can talk with them.
Yeah.
But just to clarify for what that is, that offer would be best served to somebody who has that discretionary income and a good amount of it, or already has a portfolio and is looking to take their investment game to the next level.
There you go. So you guys can text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. And if you have a question for Ryan that you want him to answer on the show, you can always send the question in and text it into that same number.
And we will
happily answer it for you guys.
Say who did it, your first name, and if you give us, if you want a full shout out, let us know. But normally we'll say like John T from XYZ, ask this.
Yep.
So that's a good, you know.
And for those of you who haven't taken advantage or leveraged the vehicle of life insurance yet, another way of learning more about that and connecting with Ryan's team, you can head over to becomethebank.info. Either text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555 or just head over to becomethebank.info. And that's how you guys can connect on those two vehicles. With that being said,
kind of what we're seeing.
What are we seeing here on this kind of snapshot of the market?
It's a play out again of it's a rotation. So we're seeing people. And what a rotation simply is, guys, is when an area of the market becomes less in favor, the money doesn't disappear. It goes to other areas of the market or outside of the market into different asset classes that are in favor. So what are some things that have been in favor? Real assets, definitely. Some commodities like lumber, corn, stuff like that have been really popular. And then you got stocks. What we can see, and we can kind of see that by this little bar to the left, you see what it says above SMA 200. That's the simple moving average. A 200-day moving average is a very basic parameter of the health of a stock fundamentally. And we see that almost 70% of the stocks on the market today, even when the market's down, are still trading well above their 200-day moving average. And then we go to the right, and I can see sentiment is bullish because there's more buy orders than there are sell orders or volume. All of that is an indicator to me that even though the market is down today, it's likely options volume long-term and short-term. And it's also due to a rotation out of some stocks and into some other stocks. Mm. And we see movement in Amazon by 2% in a day on $1,000 stock. It takes a lot of volume to do that. So there's some assets moving into Amazon. Amazon is one of the stay-at-home stocks. It has diversification to where it has a lot of good to stay at home and it has a lot of good for reopen. People would just buy more than they were buying when they were at home, but they had the ability to serve people while they were at home because they have no brick and mortar.
Yep.
I won't digress anymore. But where I have my money, my personal money, I have it kind of split up. I have me and Matt on the Lamborghini rocket ship to the moon.
Yes.
No pun intended there.
It's and that is not, I was going to say, that's not the cum rocket, right?
No, it is not. We're not doing that.
Or Dogecoin. It's fundamentally strong companies.
Stocks. Yeah. We have half of our portfolio in individual stocks, and then the other half is in a nice blend of ETFs and mutual funds. And I know that it's not, you know, pin up sexy.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw, I show Matt my annualized rate of returns every year. I'm smoking. I'm getting like almost 70% compounded annualized rate of returns. You want to know what I do? I constantly put money in. I never worry about when the market goes down. And when the market goes down, I put even more money in because that means that everything that I'm buying is on sale. My real estate investors, the stock market and the real estate market have one thing in common. You want to buy low.
Yes.
You want to sell high. Don't be fooled by selling high and, or excuse me, selling low and buying high. That's the biggest mistake that most people make.
Yeah.
So what I think is going to happen this week is on Tuesday and Thursday, we have our biggest, if you want to click right here, just click on any of them. On Tuesday, we have housing starts and building permits to be released. The reports are projecting, if you go over here, essentially a flat report, 1.739.
Pretty horizontal.
Yep. Pretty horizontal. Now, if those reports come out flat, that'll keep the market pretty much won't do anything. It'll just do what it's going to do. If they come out higher, which I don't know, I haven't been paying attention to starts this week, but I highly doubt that if they're going to come back higher, I think we're going to start seeing a kick down.
And then you're going to see, they can keep up with it.
No. And you're going to start seeing housing prices go flattening a little bit. Inflation. I mean, that also baked into it.
Mm-hmm.
But on Thursday, what we really have is we have continuing and initial claims. So how is unemployment doing? If the market is healthy, if jobs are being added and it's harder to add jobs and people don't want to work, does it reflect in the numbers?
Yep.
These reports are going to be...
You think Pelosi's just going to predict that it's going to be like 100x?
I don't know. The thing that's scaring people is because the last non-farm payrolls that came out was like unreal. People are kind of bracing to get an unexpected number, but they don't know if that's going to be unexpectedly
high.
Yeah, and the street doesn't normally miss by that much. That was a pretty bad miss, and it's rare to see professional analysts, whether I agree with the majority of them or not, miss by that
much. Yeah,
I see people miss all the time when they're, you know, pushing their book or pushing their ideas.
But that was an unbiased.
That was a hey, based on what we think we know.
Yeah,
and that's what the reports are. They're based on what we think we know and the data we have. This is where we predict the future will happen. And that's why we were joking on last week's episode where the guy from MSNBC was like, I need to verify my numbers.
Wait a second.
This is 80% off.
Yeah.
So I think Thursday is going to be a really telling, really the day of the week where we're going to see if we're going to end up. All major indices minus, I think, the NASDAQ are doing really good for the year. I would highly encourage you, if you have not set up a plan, get a plan set up with your person, make it, put everything on autopilot and start watching your money grow.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody listening to this podcast would have done this last May or March or June or July, like a lot of people did, a lot of listeners that have, I mean, I am doing reviews with these people. We made 60, 70, 80, 90% returns on their accounts because we're buying assets when they're cheap.
Yep.
So I'm seeing exactly what I've been saying happen. And I'm still remaining cautiously bullish. I will move my clients' assets if need be, but I'm cautiously bullish on a semi-healthy market and kind of making it out and ready for the inflation that is going to happen. I'm going to probably say it now, but I think we'll have a December rate hike, a surprise December rate hike. Please refer back to 2015, watch interest rates and look at 2015 and look at right now. Thank you.
That is all. Mic drop. Getting our crypto update for you guys.
Oh, this is going to, you're just going to keep, you started me low and now you're going to keep gassing me up. I'm going to keep riding this wave up.
I'm gassing you, bro. Bitcoin won't stop dropping. Blame Elon Musk. So we're at, it looks like this morning,
blame the truth.
We're under $45,000. And, you know, bigger concerns are, and you, dude, you said this months ago, and you were ringing in my ears. I started reading more and more, and there was a big article that Yellen and Musk and a lot of other, you know, kind of Bitcoin
no-nos.
Their concerns around the environmental aspects of the coin, as Ryan looks into the camera, is very detrimental. And
it's also not enough supply.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
And brings a lot of question around, you know, Bitcoin's utility long term.
Most of it is centralized with few holders.
Bye. So we're seeing some major drops in Bitcoin.
Convert. If you were smart,
and convert this, to Ethereum.
I would. I had money in Bitcoin, I would convert it to Ethereum. I don't have money in Bitcoin, therefore I'm not going to do that. But if I did, that is where I would do it. Or I would take a gamble and put it into something that is trying to work with the banks.
Is there any coins that are trying to work with the banks?
Ripple and Stellar. They're not trying to replace the dollar. That is the biggest mistake that any crypto could ever.
Right.
Say
you're not going to get any friends that way.
The peak of Bitcoin's market cap was 1.2 trillion. I think we're sitting at about 790 billion right now. If that happened to a US-based company, the board of directors would be switched out. The CFO would go, the COO would go, the CEO would go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you guys, the writing is on the wall. You may listen to people all over the internet tell you otherwise. I have no skin in the game, whether it goes up or down. I just have reports and common sense. And it just doesn't have... I'll go back to what I said months ago. Bitcoin will never be an investment long-term. And I will die on that hill until I'm wrong. And I think what's going to suck for a lot of people wrote in, you know, essentially, fuck Ryan, he doesn't like crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sucks to fucking suck, doesn't it? I just know what I'm talking about.
I love how many friends you haven't made by taking this stance, and I love how many times you've hit the nail right on the head. And guys, I hold crypto. I've got Bitcoin. I've got Ethereum. I've got other altcoins. And so I've been kind of like, I hope he's wrong. But at the same time, you've literally, at least from what you've been saying at the level you've been saying it at, You've been right on par for the course on pretty much every stance you've taken with crypto. And I think one of the big things right now that is doing a big service, not only to the entire crypto ecosystem, but to all of the people that think they're going to get rich quick in it.
That's the bit.
And it was really what kicked it off.
The crux of crypto.
And it was really what kicked it off was the whole GameStop,
correct.
AMC, that whole Reddit kind of community pump and dump.
And shame on regulators for doing what they did, because they only added fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
They stopped people from being allowed to trade, which implied that they were winning, and the big bad Wall Street wolf had to come and say, no, you can't do it. And to some degree, that was happening, guys. It really was. And it'll still happen. You know, big money is always going to try to step on little money. But it made this like vigilante investor. And then what happens is people are like, huh, well, there's no regulation. Yep. I can just make my own coin.
Correct.
I can get people to get behind it.
Uh-huh.
And then we can ride this to the moon. Man, I haven't heard that ever.
Yeah.
And then we can pump it, and then we'll all make a certain amount of money, and then we'll pull the rug and we'll rinse and repeat.
And this is almost becoming, I don't know if Ponzi scheme is the right word for it.
There's a technical term for it. The SEC has defined it.
What is it called?
It's called a rug pull.
Rug pull scam. So basically bringing you in and pulling the rug right out from underneath you, which correct. We're seeing. I'll give you guys a rundown of one that I experienced closely firsthand to somebody that I know really well. And you're seeing these, this is ultimately what, and you've probably seen it, right? All of a sudden, all of these influencers who have no financial literacy and don't know shit about shit, but because they know they've got influence. And this is what really the whole Reddit community, in my opinion, spotlighted. That if you have community and you can influence community decision-making, you have the ability to drive demand based on what supply is out there and find a way to inflate the value of something that may have real value. And in this case, many of these coins and this alt, you know, ecosystem has absolutely zero value whatsoever. The influencer world now is kind of all banding together and saying, hey, I have 1 million followers, you have 4 million, I got 10 million, you got this, you got that. Let's all come together knowing that we have all of these eyeballs on us. And let's say that this Dogelon coin or this Yummy coin or this SafeMoon coin or this whatever coin has all of this value now. And we're going to put all of our money in first. Then collectively, we're all going to start saying how amazing this is and what kind of returns you're going to get. And we're going to pump it. And then as people put more and more and more money in, i.e., I'll give you an example. One of my buddies was following somebody. They put $10,000 into this coin. They saw this guy posting returns every single week of, oh my gosh, 20%, 50%, 180%, which in your world is a sign for what? A scam?
Scam, yeah. Or, I mean, it's possible, but it's like, it's highly unlikely.
Right.
I'll just say that it's highly unlikely.
Well, especially when there's no legitimate business model behind any of these coins. Yeah. Like, we're not talking about businesses.
You can make those types of returns and speculative investments.
Right.
That's because they're so risky.
Right. So puts $10,000 in, caught it at what seemed to be a good time. It was pumping. His $10,000 went up to 130 grand in, I want to say, maybe a week and a half. And I was like, dude, if I were you, I would take your profits, leave your, even if you left 20 or 30 in and just let that ride and you took 100K off the table. That's a fucking win and a half, right?
Yes,
like,
is.
Good for you. Get out. Take your... Nah, man. Like, this is crazy. I'm going to put more in.
So emotion.
More money in. No fundamentals decision. Behind the decision making except for the emotion and the high and the, you know, the adrenaline that was pumping through his veins here. And no joke, within 48 hours, that $130,000 over the course of the next 3-4 days went down to like $3,200.
Yeah. And also just shows you how, like, what a novice investor, no sell stops. I mean, like, nothing in. But that's exactly what's happening.
Yep. So I think this is something that it's kind of is this a new phenomenon or is it just a new platform and kind of ecosystem to do it in?
Drop shipping was the first one.
Okay.
This is just going to replace drop shipping. And I have a really, really, really good. We have a mutually good friend and client that does drop shipping and does it for the benefit of the community. Mm-hmm. Shout out Diego Corzo.
Oh yeah, there's lots of that, I know a lot of people
that's
that are a, doing.
That's a qual. He is not charging people astronomical amount of money. He's just saying, "Hey, come into my class and I'll talk to you about it for free.
Right.
It's just like, this is how it works. You don't need to pay me to just have knowledge. Like, I want to pass the knowledge to you because I'm getting paid.
Right.
And he's not saying you're going to make $1 million. Like, hey, it's a side hustle. I'm making $800-900 a month by doing nothing. By giving my credit card to a company and letting them use my credit line.
Right.
So that, be really, really, like, really careful for everything. Anybody who talks about flipping, anybody who talks about infinite banking or life insurance, because I know a lot of this shit exists on Facebook, Instagram. It's all over. Anybody who tells you like about Forex.
Anybody can be an expert nowadays.
Like, think of this. We know good people in all those. Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony is a mutual connection between me and Matt. He helps out with the podcast. Mm-hmm. He's a cool dude. And that guy has a little group of people and they trade Forex.
Yep.
But Anthony is a wholesome person and is doing it not to, hey, come in and give me $10,000. I'm going to get you rich quick. It's like, hey, we share trading ideas in this room and it costs a small fraction to get in on our trading ideas. And everybody's trying to get those trading ideas off.
Yep.
That is appropriate, but that's not what's happening.
No.
The majority of it's, hey, send me $5,000. I'll send you back $25,000 every month. And I mean, like, how that is not a red flag to people, that just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're like these people are like falling for the Nigerian prince scam.
That's just kind of re-shined up. Yeah, you're spot on. And I just think now so many people have seen some of these influencers make all this money because they're first in on the top of the pyramid.
FOMO.
Right. And then all of a sudden people are coming in later and they're left holding the bag when those people pump it up. And then they all collectively, right at the top of the pyramid, agree to get out together. Everybody made their bag, and the 99 out of 100 people below them are basically screwed. And so if you're getting into this space, just be very, 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 very cautious and discretionary with the fact that you could lose absolutely everything. And I am hearing a lot of people this happening more and more frequently. Yeah.
Just that happening, them literally losing everything.
Literally losing everything they put into it. So this is, I think, going to be something that continues to happen until people wise up and they get burned one time and they go, okay.
I've been saying this again too, and you know, this will pop up and I'll get another little nugget in my box. There is pending regulation for cryptocurrency. It's just not done yet. I see it, and I am telling you guys, it's not going to be pretty. They're essentially going to make it so everything that makes crypto good, like, they're not going to allow a decentralized ledger. Because of the U.S. Patriot Act. It goes against the U.S. Patriot Act. Mm. They have to be able to know who sent money, when, where, how much earnings was on it. It does not go with our current financial system, the way that things want to happen. They will change it and for the better, but not in the way that people are anticipating.
Yeah.
And that hammer is going to come down on people. And something that I keep seeing, and that is so true, and this is what we keep touching on, a lot of people have made a lot of money, but a lot of these people that are making this money, and I've currently not taken any of that money out, it's all on paper, have also never lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they don't understand how to react on the back end. And so it's one thing, everybody knows how to win, not everybody knows how to lose.
Mm.
And sports is a great thing that teaches us that. But you have to understand what you're doing, the risks you're taking. And like you've made a position on some of your crypto. You said, I could care less if it goes to zero because I don't need the money.
Yep.
And I put in so little that's so insignificant to the amount of money that I actually make.
Yeah.
It could go to zero. I'll learn myself and I'll write that off over the next few years because that's what smart people would do.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling you about one the other day that I'm probably going to end up writing off.
Yep.
As a loss that I made in $50,000 investment into something that I thought was going to the moon, right? Like 4 years ago, 50K, and it's like sitting at like 33 right now, 4 years later. Yeah, do the math on that return, right? But at the end of the day, I'm not crying in my beer, and it's not something that is a significant amount of money to me that has impacted my ability to go out and make investments and do other things, right? So just be aware of what you're putting on the line and make sure that you can be okay with that either being locked up or lost. Yeah, a little bit of both.
Both.
So I just think that this is a new craze that is continuing, this new wave of pump and dumps. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm just interested to see what kind of backlash it has on the influencers who are pumping these things too. And if there's really going to be any accountability there, or if they're going to get off scot-free and laughing all the way to the bank.
I think it is my opinion that what's
your prediction here?
Done is illegal. But I think
which is what it feels like to me. It feels like a Ponzi scheme.
A lot of the things that I'm seeing is like, this is what I'm doing. This is what you should do. But I'm not giving you financial advice.
No financial advice.
But the thing that I, you know, when I tell you guys about
if you're profiting and benefiting off of, in my opinion, you're insinuating, or I think there's a lot of gray area that. They're going to get caught in that gray area of thinking, oh, this is gray area. And I'm saying not financial advice. And ultimately, somebody's going to get caught holding the bag and be really upset and want to do something about it. And they're probably going to end up siding with the person who got screwed over, didn't have a ton of financial savviness. And they're going to be pointing fingers at the people who led them down that path. Without proper credentials or proper disclosures in place or certain things, instead of just putting not financial advice on one of your stories, I just don't think that's gonna hold up in the court a lot to get you out of trouble.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. When you're in a gray area, you're ultimately gonna leave it to the opinion of a judge or a regulator, and they're going to protect consumers.
Yeah,
especially in this state.
Yep.
So I see a lot of pain for. People that are involved in that in the future. And all I can say is, and I'm not a vigilante, and I'm not a, but I know that there's a wrong way to make money.
Agreed.
And there's a lot of people in our space that make money the wrong way. People already know my position on everybody that I've talked about. And I will consistently call those people out to the letter that I can. I will tell people my opinions on things,
yep.
And just know that I'm not coming from an area of trying to compensate myself. I'm coming from an area of everybody. There's plenty for everybody to make money and for all of us to eat. There's just the wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
And it ruins it for everybody if everybody does it the wrong way.
Yeah.
If everybody just did it, in my opinion, the way that I do it, which is honest, transparent, upfront, everybody would be better off because people wouldn't be afraid of products. They wouldn't be afraid of investments. And then everybody would be wealthier because of that.
Yeah.
So that is why I'm so passionate sometimes, and I say things, and some of our listeners say, well, I don't know because I'm making money. Just got to trust in your boys. We're out here, you know, giving you the information that we know is true to what we believe is morally sound, is foundationally and financially sound, and it works.
Yeah.
Those are the things that we want to provide for you guys. That's how you become a millionaire. That's how you become a multimillionaire. Is you have processes that work, you continuously do them, and you improve upon them over your life and career.
Yep.
That's a life well lived.
Yep. Well said. And with that being said, if you guys want to reach out to Ryan and you want to talk more about finances and your existing investment portfolio, or taking your investing game and some of your discretionary income and allocating it accordingly based on what goals you're trying to accomplish, you can text the word X-Ray to 844-447-1555. Either that or head over to becomethebank.info to learn more about the infinite banking concept, life insurance. You can always head over to millionairemindcast.com. Check out all the freebies that we have on the site. If you want my free real estate investing course, you can text the word invest to 844-447-1555. With that being said, you know, we will continue to keep bringing and spotlighting the areas of importance that we think you should be talking about, you should be thinking about, you should be planning for or against that will help you in your financial freedom journey each and every Wednesday. So with that being said, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your March to a Million and Beyond. We appreciate and love you guys. We'll see you in next week's episode.
Cheers, guys.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Wealth Building Wednesday. Be sure to tune in next week for more news and updates. If you got some value from today's show, all we ask is that you either leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on, or share this with somebody that you know can gain some insight, some value from it. one of the things that you guys know about Ryan and I is, you know, we definitely won't say we have all the answers and we definitely won't say we know it all. We just want to bring conversation to the areas, the topics that we believe are really important to bring attention and awareness to help you sharpen your axe, put more tools on your tool belt, weaponize you to make the best decisions that align not only with your financial goals, right, but your lifestyle goals. So if you guys want to take advantage of Ryan's free financial x-ray on your investment portfolio, all you have to do is text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. Most people have no idea what they're being charged from a fee perspective, or really in most cases, overcharged, and whether or not their current investment plan is actually aligned with what they're trying to accomplish and by when. And this is something Ryan does for all of our listeners for free. So be sure to take them up on that x-ray, one word, 844-447-1555. Also, if you are someone who is serious about building your wealth and you're already kind of established, but you want to surround yourself with other like-minded, high net worth individuals, be sure to text WealthCamp, one word, to 844-447-1555 to learn more about our intimate five-star experiences with other like-minded business owners and investors, to cross-pollinate, to hear what they're doing, and to have a whole hell of a lot of fun while we're doing it. And last, if you want to know more about consulting or getting mentorship directly from me or from Ryan, you can learn more by texting the word mentor to 844-447-1555. With that being said, that's all for this week. Until next, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.